I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Is it paranoia or a potential plot? Either way, Moldova is still concerned about a possible Russian-fueled coup in the country. Moldovan President Maia Sandu has gone so far as to ban local soccer fans from attending a soccer match against a Serbian team. Russia, meanwhile, denies accusations of trying to overthrow the Moldovan government. After all, the Kremlin already has its hands full in Ukraine. Eric Monk with the Slava Gospel Association says they've been in touch with Christians in Moldova.
There already is a network of churches. So what SGA is doing is faithfully preparing itself, much like we've done in Ukraine, to do what we can to help the churches in Moldova. These are the churches then that God has raised up to be witnesses, ambassadors of hope if things start falling apart.
Pray for peace. And prison conditions in Kenya haven't changed much since the early 1900s. Life can be incredibly disturbing and hopeless. Mission Cry has a partner ministering in a women's prison near Nakuru, Kenya, distributing Bibles. Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says these Bibles are radically changing lives.
We had just gotten back pictures and videos from the distribution to these women that are in these prisons. And they are elated. They're crying. They're blessed. They're so thankful that they have the Word of God, and they're getting to be able to read that and then also discipled. So it's a real blessing. And I'm excited for people when they listen to this to go on your website so they can see the pictures of this as well.
You can see pictures from Mission Christ Ministry and ways to get involved at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.